Seems like nowadays everybody loves a sexy vampire or werewolf or any other kind of form of life. We're going to talk about Sci-Fi's newest show. It's called Van Helsing. Just started on Sci-Fi, and Kelly Overton is starring in it. She's playing Vanessa and joining us on the line. Hey, Kelly.
Hello.
Hi there. I almost called you Vanessa, but I guess, you know what, that's good because I believe that you really are the character. Isn't that great?
That is fantastic, yes.
So let's just recap. Vampires causing a problem, right?
Yes, vampires wanting to rule the world. Like, what's up with that?
All right, tell us about the show.
You know, the show takes place in a world. It's in our world, I should say. But 3 years in the future, and vampires exist. And a big volcano erupts and darkens the sky, Ashfield sky, and the underground vampires rise up and take over America, and hence the apocalypse. And so the apocalypse happens, and, you know, it's war between the vampires and the humans. And we meet my character, Vanessa, who's in a coma. She wakes up to find that she's not only immune to the vampires, but she also has the ability to change them back into human. And so she has a mark on her back, you know, and being somebody who has the cure. And, you know, really, it becomes a question of, can she save humanity? Will she become a savior or destroyer? And will she accept or reject her mission?
So really what you're describing here is a Trump presidency.
Oh, God.
Oh, we'll get letters. Send them to Kelly. That's what you can do. Send them to Kelly. No, I'm kidding. But I mean, this is kind of cool because it's a female taking the lead on the battle, right?
Yes.
Oh, we've come a long way, right? I'm impressed that in a vampire battle, a female is taking charge.
Really?
Well.
Is that surprising?
You know, anything's...
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. It's cool that, you know, they're, you know, rewriting things now and, you know, gender swapping and letting the female be, you know, the strong, powerful character. I mean, it is something that's really new and relevant and, you know, pretty cool. And it's, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how those shows do, how they're received, and how they're written.
But, it's fascinating how many kinds of shows and movies there are that are like this, right? Twilight, True Blood, like things that I would have normally associated with Halloween, but now people are just fascinated by it, and so it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I agree.
You did a lot of working out, though, to get ready for this role, didn't you? It's physically demanding, kicking ass.
It's physically demanding, but it's also, like, so wonderful. You know, I was always an athlete growing up, and I think with this movie Tekken that I did, a video game movie, a few years ago, that was the first job I had that incorporated my athleticism into my acting work, and I think started this trend of, you know, opening the door and the way for more of those projects. So it's, you know, working out is something that I'm always doing between jobs in preparation for the next job, and for this job in particular, yeah, I think, like, the heat was turned up. It's funny, you know, like 4 months before I was even given the script, you know, I was just like, I was in the gym and I'm like, all right, you know what? I feel something coming. I want to push my boundaries right now. I want to focus more on boxing and bodybuilding. And so I hit the gym harder than I ever have. And when I got the script 4 months later, it was like, that's it. This is what I've been preparing for. So I was ready to go, you know, it was a wild ride. There's a lot of fight scenes. It was very physically demanding, so.
She means business. So there's a lot of, like, blood and gore and gross stuff, because that's a prerequisite for me?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
Oh, yeah, lots of blood.
But I guess another thing is, are the vampires sexy in this? Are we going to be attracted to them or no? I heard that we're not going to be.
You know, no, there are some of them. You know, the really cool thing about our show is that we have several different types of vampires, which really has never been done before. You have the more, like, Walking Dead zombie-esque vampires.
Right.
You know, all the way to the top tier, more, like, you know, ancient, you know, regal, socialized vampires. So you do get the gorgeous kind, along with the really kind of you know, more animalistic, not attractive at all kinds. There is a wide variety of vampires on our show.
I love that. The top tier. There's a special class of vampire in this show. You gotta love it.
Definitely. There's always the head vampire. I mean, come on.
True. Now, this is what's cool, though. I'm not an actor, but I imagine playing roles like this would be more fun than the regular, you know, like the romantic comedy character or the straight-edged person. Is this more fun to play in another world?
It is. You know, like, the sci-fi genre, it harkens back to when you were a kid, because no other genre do you have to suspend your disbelief as the sci-fi genre. And so you're really, like, throwing yourself into a world that is so imaginary that it does. It harkens back to, you know, playing pretend and using your imagination when you were a kid. It's really fun.
So what's one of your favorite scenes that we should be on the lookout for? Without any spoilers, what was the most fun that you had?
You know, that is a tough one. But I will say, you know, something, there's a scene that everyone will see tonight that was one of my favorite scenes, and we shot it on the first day of filming, hour 16, on the first day, right at the end, and it's the scene that kind of leads up to me going into a coma, and it was just, I've never shot a scene like that before, and it was so fun to do, and it's pretty intense, so it's weird to say fun, but it was just one of those scenes that came together so cool. It was really powerful, and I think everyone will know what I'm talking about when they see it.
And this is where, when you're in the coma, you're having those visuals of Trump as president. No, okay, I'm kidding. So
man.
At least we can laugh about it now, right? That's the thing.
Yes. This is in Canada. Did I mention that? I'm going to be in Canada.
But so we'll be watching.
Far away.
Oh, boy, yes. Where in Canada, by the way?
Vancouver.
Ah, okay. All right, good stuff. So we're going to be watching. When can we catch the show?
10 o'clock on Sci-Fi.
So Kelly Overton, thanks for keeping the world safe. We do appreciate it.
Hey, man. It's my pleasure.
All right. Thanks for joining us today. Take care now.
You too. Thanks for having me. Bye-bye.
Thanks.